Let us pray. Gracious God, still our minds to hear your word. Open our hearts to discover more of your love within us and between us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bridget asked if I'd like to have the last word this morning. So, the first word which came to mind was change. Change since we've moved into the parish 4.5 years ago, both in our lives and, of course, for the parish here. I was licensed here 2 weeks after our wedding. Lucy was born 20 months later and Bethany 20 months after that. One of me had become four of us. Now, I reckon you know a lot more about the changes in the last year than I do, because we've been in a bit of a baby blur. But just to say, Lucy and Bethany absolutely love the new children's corner. And I love that song that we've just sang. That's completely new to me, so I will kind of take that away with me. I'll say a bit more about the next chapter towards the end. I'm certainly not planning to hang up the dog collar, although in the last year they've proved more useful as teethers. But I chose Psalm 42 very much as my anchor psalm. Change can feel turbulent, but it can also reveal more of God's love and hope, which are always stronger. And the story from Luke, to help us think about change as central in our Christian journey, it's not simply about the changing circumstances of our lives, for we're all on a journey of change. To get ready to move 2 weekends ago, we decided to clear the loft at Weagle Road. Having told ourselves we're going to throw out anything we hadn't used in the last 4 years, I just kept finding things I couldn't part with. School photos, my brownie sweatshirt, stuff from Pakistan, my gap year in Uganda, happy, sad, silly, and sometimes more poignant memoirs. They represent the different chapters in my life, the many changes. And perhaps you hold on to things that remind you of your own life journey. So change can leave us feeling turbulent, naturally unsettled. So how do we hold on to God in all those different emotions? And the psalmist asks that same question in verse 10. Where is your God? The psalmist describes those turbulent feelings, joyful memories in verse 4, how I used to go to the house of God with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. And then in the next breath, my soul is downcast within me. Whether we're someone who's led by our head or in our heart, I'm naturally swayed by feelings. So that profound phrase, deep calls to deep, deep calls to deep, in verse 7, is very helpful in prayer for the likes of us, of God holding us, anchoring us when life swirls around us. Emotions do rock us up and down, but they are only on the surface. And I'm a big believer in paying attention to these as pointers to God. But God is deeper and stronger. So sometimes, to journey deeper into God's love, we also have to get beyond them, beyond the surface emotions. Although I admit, with 2 small children at the moment, I'm not a shining example of that. So however downcast the psalmist feels, hope is never lost. Verse 8 reminds us that God's love is steadfast. God's love doesn't change. And after all, change can also be very positive. It so happened that on Wednesday's Women's Hour this week, it was edited by the new Bishop of Gloucester, Rachel Treweek, who's actually my vicar in Bethnal Green. And in fact, it was Rachel who encouraged me to explore ordination. Back then in Bethnal Green, we were a small congregation, but it was a very open and honest place where God's love felt very real. So listening to Rachel describe her big reception room looking out over Gloucester Cathedral was all a bit surreal. But conveniently, her theme was transformation, positive change. Rachel's consecration earlier in the summer was my first opportunity to take a baby-free day. And also, it was lovely to see friends from Bethnal Green, and interesting to reflect on how our lives had moved on. One person in particular stayed in my mind. I first met Chris in 1999, shortly after he'd moved into rehab. In our home group, he was incredibly honest about his vulnerability, having lost everything, his relationships, his home. But it was in this hard place that he experienced God's steadfast love for the first time. He gradually gained trust, made new friends, was rehoused and got a job as a support worker. Meeting him 10 years on at Rachel's consecration, he's now the manager of two supported housing units and was about to drive off on holiday. As Rachel said, Bishop Rachel now, on the radio, I believe in hope, in change, in the possibility that things can be very different, and it's key to who I am as a follower of Jesus Christ, knowing that love is always stronger than death and hope stronger than despair. In the story from Luke, Jesus invites his disciples to put out their nets into deep water. And it's fascinating, because in this story, he calls them at the point of giving up. Master, we've worked all night, but we've caught nothing, hardly at their best. Jesus calls them when they have nothing left to give. But within themselves, they find a small part to trust in Jesus, and the change is quite dramatic. They go on to catch more fish than ever before. Another story of change, of hope in change, hope stronger than despair. I began with some of the changes in our life over the last 4.5 years. So I really wanted to say some thank yous to the parish as well. We've really appreciated how the parish has really held us through these different changes with acceptance and no expectations. And whilst on maternity leave, it's been so lovely to keep seeing people, to stay somewhere familiar. And I know that I often bumped into people in Sainsbury's and in Manor House Gardens. This is a slightly unusual ending. I've been talking about personal change. And as I said at the beginning, having been away for a year, there have also been a lot of changes here. And a part of us feels very sad at leaving at such an exciting time in the parish. It's really inspiring to see how much the church is moving on in God's love under Bridget's leadership. But with high childcare costs, we decided that really the next step would be to wait for a few years until I applied for another post. That does depend a bit on when posts come up. So in the meantime, we've bought a house in Catford. We're having lots of building work done at the moment. And I hope to cover some vicars in local parishes. But I'm also really interested in chaplaincy. And given my background in housing and homelessness, prison chaplaincy feels like a natural path to explore. So I hope from January, when Bethany can go to nursery for a day, I may be able to do a day at Belmarsh with a chaplain who works with young people there. So we bought a house in Catford, so we're actually not going to be too far away after all of that. So having said a lot about the changes, I'm bound to pop up from time to time and be back in Manor House Gardens for the odd play date. As we've been thinking about beginnings and endings, I'll finish with a prayer adapted from Celebrating Common Prayer. Let us pray. God of our beginnings and endings, we celebrate all we have shared together and ask for your blessing upon us as we all journey more deeply into your love. Amen.